It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger, brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger, along with Nathan Forlina. You have a good weekend, man. Good weekend of football here. We've had some torturous weekends with Penn State and the Steelers. This was actually a good weekend, finally.
When's the last time we can say the Steelers and Penn State both won on the same weekend?
Not this year.
Exactly. So it's been a while. Maybe towards the beginning of the
year.
Did
it happen in January? I don't know. It possibly could.
Well, it definitely didn't happen in January because the Steelers ain't winning a playoff game.
That's
there,
right, but, yeah.
Nah, it's been a while since, both teams won this weekend. Feel pretty good about it. Pretty happy. NFL was fantastic yesterday. Tons of games coming down to the wire. Tua Tagovailoa had a great answer in the press conference. I don't know if you saw it. Clearly the CTE is kicking in more than ever right now. But, just a lot of stuff going on in the NFL and football. And we're, fastly approaching the playoffs here. We're only realistically like a month out, which is crazy to say.
All right. We do have a lot of good football stuff today from the Steelers and Aaron Rodgers. Terry Smith and Penn State, and we'll get to that here in just a second. 946-0435, anything you want to discuss. I'm always intrigued when we get a phone call before we even start anything. And no, this time it's not Dan.
I was about to say, I'm thinking it's Dan. It's
yeah,
not
typically
Dan,
if we get a phone call before we even start talking, it's Dan, but I'm not sure. So welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey. How you doing today?
Good, buddy. What's going on?
This is Roger from Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, that's all right. Roger, everything good, buddy?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we had a good day in the golf course, so now we're just sitting back drinking a beer and listening to you.
Nathan and I walked in, and we had breaking news about Franklin. James Franklin going to Virginia Tech. What's the timestamp on that? Literally just
literally
happened.
Got tweeted out.
At 4:03.
That's my notification.
Well, there's more of the show today, Roger. James Franklin was just named the head coach at Virginia Tech 1 minute ago.
I wish him good luck. We've been stuck with him for a while. So.
All right. So we got a lot of different things to discuss. What do you want to talk about, buddy?
Well, I'm not very happy with how Mason Rudolph gets treated by the Steelers.
Okay, let's get into that. This is a good one.
Yeah, I you know what? I mean, the kid has done nothing but perform as a backup quarterback like we've asked him. You know, and I'm really tired of Mike Tomlin and his, next man up, standing forward. Mason is a quality quarterback. And when we, took over, the new GM took over, 2 years ago, 3 years ago now, and we cleared house, and we tried the whole Russell Wilson thing, and, we brought in Fields and all that kind of crap. And then we brought back Mason, and here he is, he's picking up the pieces again. Came in yesterday, looked like he didn't miss a beat. Thank God the defense stuck, picked it up with a couple returns. But what is the problem with Tomlin acknowledging Mason and the quality job he does?
This is great. This is a great discussion. We don't know for sure what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers. Okay, let's approach this a few ways. Nathan, I want your thoughts on this as well. Roger, okay. You ready? Because I got questions for you. So as soon as Mason Rudolph came into the game, I was perfectly fine with it.
Oh yeah, you heard the cheers. From
okay,
the fans.
So that's just one. Just to let you know, that's where I'm starting off from my mindset. Mason Rudolph, I felt fine that he would do perfectly fine, especially yesterday. Okay, but then let's break this thing down. You said, I think you said Mason Rudolph's a very good quarterback.
He's a backup quarterback. I'm going to be honest with you. I listened to Charlie Batch and Mike Bisutto in the postgame show. And they, Charlie is very guarded with quarterbacks, as you well know. But, you know, he didn't rush to his aid either.
Okay, so again, this is what I want to get into. How confident are you in feeling confident about Mason Rudolph? We can have a long discussion about this. Because, again, I felt fine for yesterday that he would do okay. 2 years ago, down the stretch, I thought Mason Rudolph played fantastic. But there are reasons why everything else you're saying is happening. Do you see what I'm getting at? I'm not sure how much you ever really listened to our Black and Gold Breakdown show that we do on Tuesdays with myself and Kreider and Bortner. I said 15 times last year that Justin Fields must really suck and that Mike Tomlin sees it every day because they never let Justin Fields do anything. Remember how they started 4-0 last year? Remember, and people were like, well, should it be Justin Fields or Russell Wilson? Kreider and I got into a big argument about it. He kept saying it should be Russell Wilson. I'm like, no undefeated team is ever going to change a starting quarterback. Have you ever seen it? If you ever have a 4-0, 5-0 team, have you ever seen an undefeated team just dump its starting quarterback? They waited until Justin Fields came back down to earth. What I'm getting at, Roger, is this. What these people see in practice, okay, what they see in practice must be the reality that we don't see in games. Because me personally, I think Mason Rudolph pretty darn good. If Mason Rudolph played the rest of the season as the starting quarterback for the Steelers, I think he would do a pretty darn good job, all things being equal compared to the talent they've got, what they've got around him. The Steelers do not agree with me. Mike Tomlin does not agree with me. Mike Tomlin does not agree with you. I think that they think Mason Rudolph kind of stinks.
You know what? When he came into the game yesterday, the Pittsburgh fans spoke. The Pittsburgh fans also are tired of Mike Tomlin. And again, back to Charlie Batch, I was really surprised it was a guarded situation. We know Aaron Rodgers.
But what do you think about what I just said? Okay, we only watch games. Look, watching games is obviously an enormous part of it. But I talked about this with Drew Aller and James Franklin. Did Drew Aller suck? And that's why James Franklin didn't let him throw the ball all over the field? Is that a possibility? Did James Franklin see it in practice all the time? That, hey, maybe Drew Aller ain't very good, okay? And so I feel this way with Mason Rudolph, okay?
I don't want to confuse the two issues because the Penn State issue is another.
No, it's not, Roger. You need to understand what I'm talking about. Coaches feel a certain way about players, whether or not we the hell as fans feel that way at all. They see practice. They see practice. I'm trying to agree with you. Okay, I'm literally trying to agree with you that I think Mason Rudolph is a pretty darn good quarterback. But Mike Tomlin does not. What is the reason you think that Mike Tomlin does? The only reason could be that he's probably seen him 50,000 times more than we have, and he's come to this conclusion long ago.
Well, let me go here. You're a coach of baseball.
I can tell who's a good baseball player within 10 minutes.
Yep. And you have practice players and you have game players.
Right.
And I that's where I think, you know, you can have a great practice player, but you put him under a game scenario and he falls apart.
Yep. Totally. That's absolutely true.
You have a practice player that doesn't look all that great, but you put him into a game. And, you know, he lights up the show. So
I'm wondering if this is what's happening. Again, this is just my theory. Because they totally dismissed Mason Rudolph a year and a half ago. They wanted nothing to do with him. He goes to Tennessee. Tennessee was an absolute train wreck last year. Mason Rudolph wasn't real good. So he got blamed for a lot of things going on down there. Right now, today, I don't really feel all that different with Mason Rudolph as the Steelers quarterback compared to Aaron Rodgers as the Steelers quarterback. Nathan, I'd like your thoughts on that because you probably think that's bat crap crazy.
I think.
No, I'm with you. We're not going to see. Supposedly, we have a stress fracture in the left hand, and let me just say this: if this was Ben Roethlisberger, Ben would be playing next week. But it's not Ben, and it's Aaron Rodgers in his last year, so we won't see him for 2 to 3 weeks. And Mason's got to come in and pick up the pieces. We'll do fine, and we'll move forward.
If you, first of all, if you ask me right now, Aaron Rodgers wants to be on that. He wanted to go back in the second half. Mm-hmm. They held him out. Mm-hmm. So I think that part is wrong. I think Aaron Rodgers wants to play. And I think there's a good chance he does play only because it's Chicago this upcoming week. And you know how bad he wants to go face Chicago and beat.
Can't do anything under center. You're not going to be able to do anything. That's a problem.
It would be an issue.
That because this is not, you know, Penn State and Trace McSorley and Joe Moorhead where every snap is in the shotgun. Aaron Rodgers likes to go under center. A lot of NFL quarterbacks like to go under center. Mm-hmm. You can't go under center with a busted left wrist. I know it's not your throwing wrist or anything. So, to me, because that puts everything in danger, just getting the ball off. And so then, if you're in the shotgun every time, well nothing wrong. Well, there kind of is something wrong. That probably takes away 30% of the plays that you can play.
Yeah, stretch plays. They like to run the stretch plays.
Right.
Jalen Warren, who hopefully he's healthy for next week. But they like to run those types of plays. So being under center would be an issue if he's not able to get under center. I think it's all going to depend on how he practices this week and, you know, if he has to have surgery, all that kind of stuff. I think there's going to be more that comes out about it over the next day or
but
two.
But what do you think about what Roger and I are talking about, that Mason Rudolph comes in and saves their season a couple of years ago and was given no opportunity whatsoever? They couldn't wait to go out and get Justin Fields and Russell Wilson and anybody but Mason Rudolph. So the conversation then becomes, well, why is that? I think Mason Rudolph has grown and developed. You know, I'm not saying that he's Sam Darnold or Baker Mayfield, but maybe Mason Rudolph was just one of those guys that he just needed more time to figure everything out. And maybe now he could be okay, but it seems to me that Mike Tomlin and the Steelers, again, they made their decision long ago that this guy can't play.
That could very well be the case, the fact that he's developed and grown. And it could also be the case that he just caught, you know, he caught fire and he just played well for 3 or 4 games and led him to the playoffs, then ended up losing to the Bills. So there's also that possibility as well. If you ask me right now who I'd rather have between the two, Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph, it's Aaron Rodgers.
I'd rather have Aaron Rodgers, but I don't think the drop off to Mason Rudolph. But again, here's the problem.
I don't think it's significant for 1 week. I think if you extrapolate across 5 or 6 weeks and there's more film on the guy with the receivers, I think it becomes an issue.
You play at Chicago this week against a good Bears team. Then you host Buffalo. Then you go to Baltimore. So they're screwed regardless. Mason Rudolph, hey, let me finally play. Let me finally see what it proves. Show you what I can do. Well, here's the Bears, the Bills, and the Ravens.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Mason.
Here's what I will say about that upcoming schedule. The Bills do not scare me as much as they did. Now, Josh Allen's a problem, and there's a good chance he just puts up 50 points on the Steelers' defense if they aren't looking well that way. And you got Jalen Ramsey getting ejected left and right, which that's not his fault. That's a conversation for another day. I totally agree that he should have punched Jamar Chase directly in the
mouth. We'll get into that. We'll get into the spitting on a man. Roger, you got anything else? This is a good topic. We're going to spend a lot of time this week and probably next week on it. But, again, my feeling, to answer your general question, my theory is that Mike Tomlin himself does not think Mason Rudolph is up to par.
Yeah, and I'm with you, and it pisses me off.
Yeah, it makes me mad, too. I will agree with you there. Welcome. All right, let's see. We've got Jim. Welcome to the show, buddy. What's up?
Hey, this is Jim from Altoona.
How you doing, pal?
Oh, pretty good. Two things. If I was straight, I would have knocked him down in the ground, and I would have whooped his butt for spitting on me.
Okay.
That's no call.
Time out. Let's present this. So, Jamar Chase... looks perfectly like he spit on Jalen Ramsey. Did you?
It's clear as day in the video.
Clear as day.
That spit came out of his mouth.
Okay, so, and they're both ejected, right?
No, Jamar was not ejected.
Jamar was not ejected.
Jamar was not flagged.
Has there been any suspension today?
Nothing yet. I would imagine stuff's going to come out.
Here's the thing. If you spit... Okay, this is life. Jim, I'm going to go on a little rant here. Then I will let you talk. Give me a second. You're 10, 12-year-old kid in school, and you're just minding your own business, and this giant jerk-off comes over and punches you in the back, and nobody sees it. And you turn around, and you wail on the guy. Who gets in trouble there 90% of the time?
The guy who wailed on a master.
The second guy.
Yep.
Our society is bullcrap. Our society teaches you to just get pummeled and not do anything about it. That's what our society teaches you in that situation. And it happens, I'll promise you, it happens in every single day in this country, in some school in America, that some kid is suspended, detention, expelled, or whatever, because some other kid came up and knocked the hell out of him. And as a response, the kid hits back, and he's the one or she's the one that ends up getting in trouble because no one saw the first incident, right?
Correct.
That's what our society teaches people. That, okay, so there was a situation. I'm going to get into this. All right, everybody listen to this. Jim, I told you I'd get to you in a second. I don't remember what state it's in, but this is going on right now. There is a young girl in a school district in this country somewhere. I think she's 14. And some boy took her photo and made a deep fake pornography image of her nude with her head and was spreading it around school. So you got this 14, 15-year-old boy, I don't know how old he is, has a picture of a girl in school, and then all of a sudden makes a deep fake porn image of this poor girl nude. Can you imagine how much that would traumatize any young girl in junior high or ninth grade in this country? Can you imagine how much the trauma that would do?
Yes, I can imagine.
The girl punched the kid. The girl got expelled from school for punching the kid. There is now a federal lawsuit seeking millions of dollars. This happened in August. It just came out last week. There's now a federal lawsuit from that family suing the school district for not taking care of this, that the girl had told everybody that he was doing this, and he's showing everybody, and he was apparently still showing it. I think the way I read the story, he's still showing the fake images on the bus, and that's when the girl went up and beat him up. Instead of saying, "You go, girl. That's exactly what you should do," you have to defend yourself in society. You can't let someone just run over you and traumatize your life. Instead, they expelled the girl. And I think the boy did get into some trouble, but the girl got expelled. Now, where am I going with all this? You spit on a grown man, that grown man should have carte blanche to whip your ass. No consequences. But we don't live in that society. Steve from Duncansville, 10 years ago called and said, "Corey, it's the wussification of America." And this is what pisses people off. This stuff right here. You spit on me, I punch you, I get in trouble. You just disrespected me in, quite frankly, one of the worst ways imaginable publicly. And I respond, and I get in trouble? Get the hell out of here with that. To me, you spit on a grown man, that man should get 2-3 free shots at your face, just as a matter of right. You sent a deep fake porn image of a girl in a school district around, that girl has every right to whip your ass and embarrass you, and nothing happened to her. But we don't live in that society. That's a problem to me.
Absolutely a problem. And listen, it's all going to get resolved. Jamar Chase will probably get suspended, I would imagine, a game without pay, which with his contract, that's a lot of money. So he's going to be feeling
that. Don't you think Jalen Ramsey? He punched a dude, the last dude that punched a guy.
Jalen Ramsey
got suspended for a game.
Jalen Ramsey, I do not think. Because Deron Payne, I believe it was Deron. Was it? No, not Deron Payne. It was Javon Kinlaw, maybe. One of those two defense tackles for the Commanders punching Amon or St. Brown. That was completely out of nowhere. I mean, that was literally, now there was something that happened earlier, but I don't know if that's what it stemmed from, but that seemingly was out of nowhere. In the video, it's clear as day, you can see Jalen Ramsey, or Jamar Chase spit in Jalen Ramsey's face, then boom, punched directly in the face. So I would imagine Ramsey might get a small fine, but he's not going to be suspended a game check like Jamar Chase will. And if it doesn't happen, it is going to be loud, because I've only heard people come out and say, yeah, Jalen Ramsey, that's completely fine what you did. You are justified. I have honestly not heard people come out and say that is absolutely awful that Jalen Ramsey would respond that way with Vaughn. I haven't heard that. Any ex-NFL player is like, good. You should punch Jamar directly in the face, Matt.
That should be a law in the Constitution. If someone spits on you, you should have one free shot right back at them.
It's the most
no consequences at all.
It's the most disrespectful thing you can do to
and
another
Jim,
man.
You, I'm sure you didn't realize I was going to go on a rant on there, but it allowed me to get the girl story in that got expelled, which is and I hope that family wins tens of millions of dollars. Okay. So if you have anything else, Jim, the floor is now yours.
If you remember back when we first started talking about Rodgers, you asked me would I be happy with Rudolph playing. Do you remember that?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I told you, yeah. I mean, as far as the other caller saying that he's not getting recognized, he got to recognize, because I listened to Batch too. And Tomlin was very happy in the locker room that Rudolph came in and did the job that he did. Now, next week, I think he can do a good job in Chicago. He's done it before. If you remember correctly, he's beaten the Ravens before.
Right.
So, you know, there's a little mix on that. And then is he going to and go the rest of the year?
All right. Hey, I'm losing you here. So here's what I'll say. Coaches and things, they are aware to not create quarterback controversy. If Mike Tomlin comes out and says, Mason Rudolph did tremendous and we're perfectly, then you start to, you know, especially with kind of a nutcase like Aaron Rodgers, how is he going to handle that kind of thing? You know, is he going to go into a shell? Can you mess up your dynamic? All coaches worry about the backup quarterback dynamic. But I am with Roger and I'm with Jim. I didn't hear what Charlie Batch said. It does seem to me, Nathan, that the Steelers have never looked at Mason Rudolph and thought, you know what? Let's give this guy a shot instead of Kenny Pickett, who is friggin' abominable. Or, yeah, I know Duck Hodges ended up getting hurt. But I don't think they've ever looked at Mason Rudolph and thought, we're going to give him an extended opportunity.
They gave him that extended opportunity his second year in 2019 with
sure,
eight starts. But
exactly.
That second year,
that's a lifetime
yes,
ago.
Yes, and he didn't.
Lifetime ago.
And he didn't develop. He wasn't as developed as he is now. So, yeah, they have not given him that shot. I don't know. I'm just. Listen, it's reindeer season. Mason Rudolph's coming out. Do I think maybe
Rudolph here? You tried, you failed miserably.
Oh, okay.
But Rudolph will lead the Steelers over Christmas. Maybe I saw somebody write that. I thought that was pretty good.
Listen, Mason Rudolph's gonna end up being what Rudolph was in the movie. And
you
just,
keep trying, keep trying to hit a home run.
I'm gonna keep trying. Rudolph ain't one of the eight reindeer. Rudolph's a backup reindeer that needs to be, you know, brought out once a year. That's what Rudolph needs to be done.
All right, we're going to take we'll take one more call here. Kevin's
I tried.
You tried. Maybe in the next segment you'll come up with a good.
I got to think of something.
Kevin wants to talk some Penn State, which we can do that as well. And we will talk James Franklin in a minute. If you missed the breaking news, it looks like James Franklin is going to be the next head coach.
Waiting for contract details. Nothing yet. Because that's going to be massive, is that salary a year and what the offset clause
Penn because Penn State owes him $8 million. And so I got to think he's making $8
million. I'm thinking between.
Now, Brent Pryland may, I think, four or five. I'm thinking he made five.
I'm not trying to make fun. I'm thinking like between $6 or $7 million probably is. Maybe he sniffs up into the 8-9, but
anything over eight, Penn State owes him nothing. Welcome to the show, Kevin. What's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say I loved the game on Saturday. I think I've enjoyed that game. I enjoyed that game more than I've enjoyed a Penn State game in the last 3 or 4 years.
That's interesting. Why? I mean, they did win. It was a nice feel-good story, but you're taking it to the 10th level here, Kevin. Why?
Yeah. So here's why. Because you know, to me, sports is about competing. It's not about winning. It's great to win. You try to win. But in the end, what you do as a coach and as players is you go out there and you compete with integrity and honor for your, for each other, for your coach, for your school, for the fans. And those guys went out and they did that. They didn't have anything to really, you know, accomplish as far as the season. A terribly disappointing season. And I've said this before. I feel like what we did when we gave James Franklin a ridiculous amount of money was we established a bar that said competing is not what we are trying to do here anymore. The only acceptable outcome is to win every game, no matter how good the team is that we're playing. And we, the university and Franklin together created that expectation. And I feel like we've been in this crazy vacuum for 3 years where everything is disappointing or just, okay, well, you it's expected. Last year, if we beat Michigan State, it's nothing, right? 2 years ago, we beat Michigan State. It's an expectation. Those guys went out. Katron Allen is like running through walls. Like, and again, nothing to gain, putting himself at risk for his school, for his team, for his coach. And I don't know, I got a weird take. It might be a crazy idea, but I kind of wish they'd hire Terry Smith, pay him a few million dollars, not go do, because as soon as they go do the $12 million contract, they're going to put themselves in the same situation, and it's just disappointment after disappointment. I just want to go back to, you know, I've been watching them since the 70s. I want to just go back to group of kids comes out each year. Let's see what they got. We don't know what they're going to do. They might be 6-6. They might be 12-0. When you take, when you make winning the only acceptable outcome, you can't upset anybody, right? Like that's the greatest. I remember going to the Appalachian State game years ago, a few years ago, and one of the coolest moments in sports I've ever seen. When those kids, Appalachian State, like the game was like 48-45 or something. This is the greatest football game I've ever seen. Those kids went off the field from Appalachian State. The Penn State fans gave them a standing ovation. They came in and competed. It was one of the greatest performances I've ever seen, and they lost. The thing is, like, when you make winning the only acceptable outcome, you can't upset anybody. You take away all the moments. Even when you win the big game, it still is, well, you know, you're just fulfilling expectations. And that's not what sports is about. Half the people that go out and compete in any game in any year lose. And that's just reality. And I just think, like, we need to go back to the fact that, like, let's just play with honor and integrity and compete. And because it's college. Like, I watch football on in the NFL with a totally different lens, right? It's a totally different lens of expectation. But college, like, it's been, like, with the money and everything – it's just been distorted into something, and I think Penn State's like the poster child for it, right?
Okay, so
like, we're really good, but we just have to be better. We have to be the best. That's the only acceptable outcome.
I listened very carefully. I'm going to be honest with you. I try to be honest. You're still there, right? Don't hang up.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I'm here.
I listened very carefully to everything that you said, so I want you to listen very carefully to everything I say until I'm finished, because I'm going to piss you off here in a second, okay? I listened carefully to everything you said, and I rolled my eyes to myself two or three times because you have this, like, nostalgic way of looking at all this stuff, like, oh, let's just go out and compete like this is Little League Baseball. And so for the first 80% of your call, I literally thought you were nuts. And then the last 20% of your call, I thought you were absolutely spot on and 100%. And then I got where you're coming from, that you wish college football could go back to. Because this is me. Hey, Kevin, I hate college football right now. I hate college football.
Yeah.
Okay. I think the whole thing is a farce. Okay. So then now we got to combine the two things. The reality of where we are. This is where things get interesting, buddy. The reality of where we are. With the NIL and the money, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, billions of dollars, with the nostalgia that you feel and that I feel, and the reality of that's all gone away. So where I don't agree with you at all is that Penn State needs to just go out and play for the love of the game and spirit and rah-rah and university and come compete. I don't agree with that at all because no one else is doing it. So if Penn State wants to go start doing that, get used to going 7-5, but competing with honor, and you're losing because you're just not going to keep up with the rest of the Joneses. So I'm trying to I'm trying to wrap up everything you said into one little conversation, and it's hard to do because I do agree with a whole bunch of what you said, but in the end, you are longing for something that is dead and will never be resurrected. Mm-hmm. I'm sad.
Yeah.
I'm sad that it's dead and will never be resurrected. But I don't think – you lost me with the Penn State stuff that there can never be an upset because you're just supposed to beat everybody. Well, hell, that's Georgia and Ohio State and Michigan and Texas. That's all these folks. And so if you want to compete with those people, then that's kind of the reality of you just have to expect to go win 10 or 11 games all the time. That's just where we are. Do I like it that it's that way? Not necessarily, but that is exactly where we are, Kevin, unfortunately.
Yeah. No, I'm not disagreeing with you.
You made me think about a lot of things there. I'm not sure I've ever done as much of a 180 on a call as listening to you for 3 or 4 minutes, because I thought you were absolutely bonkers, and I was like, this guy's out of his damn mind. And then I come to the conclusion that you and I probably agree on 90% of this. It's just, you know, we're lamenting the fact that what we wanted to see is gone.
Yeah. And it's not, I mean, I'm not pretending to think that, like, what I'm suggesting is practical, or even if Pat Kraft could get away with hiring a guy for $3 million.
Yeah.
But I just do feel like, I guess this is the bigger take, is that we're not going to end up in a different place.
You mentioned Terry Smith. Here's what I got to do, because I got to take a break. I'm going to play a clip. We're going to talk a lot about Terry Smith in the next 15 minutes. He started crying today during the press conference. It was the most human, emotional, genuine thing we've seen from a Penn State coach in 15 years, because we never saw it from James Franklin. So be sure to stick around for that Terry Smith discussion.
Okay, good.
Thanks, buddy. What do you think what I just said? Now, you were listening to Kevin. Were you on to what he was saying? Because I was going back and forth, you know, and sometimes you just have to hear people out and hear the whole thing.
I mean, I get where he's coming from, but again, I think it's just me growing up in a different time.
Exactly. That's why I think it's good, because you didn't grow up in this, like, rah-rah, compete for good old glory of old state. You've grown up, and I got to beat your ass, or else there are consequences.
Since 2016, it has been that way at Penn State. You got to be on top of the college football world, even if the expectations are so far blown out of proportion. I mean, it's been like that for almost a decade now, and I'm only 21, so I mean, I pretty much, my entire formative years have been, you know, me expecting Penn State to go out there and whoop everybody's ass whenever that, quite frankly, is not realistic for 99.9% of college football programs across this country.
Kevin, all that stuff Kevin said, I'm just going back through it all in my mind. There are a lot of good stuff. That was a great call, Kevin.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell Pipe.
It's November. That means holiday travel. Get your vehicle ready with a visit to Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales or Russell Tire. Take advantage of their holiday travel special. Get lube, oil, and filter changes, inspection of belts and hoses, tire air pressure, and rotation. Brake and battery inspection. Only $59.99. During November, all veterans receive a 20% discount. Take advantage of their specials through November 30th at Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg, and Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona.
Voted hometown favorite, ARC Federal Credit Union is proud to support our community with youth accounts, student loans, annual scholarships, and business loans tailored just for you. With over 200 five-star Google reviews and a commitment to local youth sports, ARC is the credit union that believes in you and your future. Visit arcfcu.org today. Your hometown credit union, where community comes first.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
A lot of good stuff here today. Holy smokes. A bunch of people calling in. Dave Guy. I want to get to the Terry Smith stuff in a minute.
This weekend gave us tons of ammo for this entire... Like, we're set up for a week's worth of show right here. This is awesome.
Dave, you're up here on Fans Perspective. What do you got, buddy?
Well, Corey, I was listening to the last caller. I think that's the hook that college football still has in a lot of people, in the sense of the nostalgia for college, the nostalgia of when they went to college, if they went to college, and the intertwining of yourself with the school of whatever it's Ohio State or it's Penn State, whatever school it is. I think that's the hook that college still has for a lot of people, and why people wish it would go back to what it's never going to be. I think that perspective, even before NIL, was fading, because then it was, okay, can you get me to the NFL? Can you better my abilities such that I can achieve at the next level? We've just dropped it down to the point now at college is, I want to get paid at this level. I have the ability to get paid at this level. So now it becomes, with NIL money, arms race, in the sense of the money's out there, and all these college athletes, and I don't blame them, want to get paid now. And some of these guys are probably looking at it to some extent, I may not make it to the NFL, but I can get paid now.
Okay, let me say this real quick. I'm going to try to summarize here for just a second. College football is a professional sport. It's hard. Dave, I think you're about the same age as I am, right? Maybe a little bit older?
Yeah, a little bit older.
Okay.
Yep.
College football, to you and I, Nathan we're talking about, and I were talking about this off the air. College football, to you and I, grew up, when we were growing up, rah-rah, dear old state, root for the team, compete, blah, blah, blah. Okay. That's gone. It's gone. College football, and I could say college basketball. Nobody really here cares about college basketball. College football is a professional sport. If you can't, I'll say this to everybody listening. If you do not understand that college football is 100% a professional sports organization, then stop listening to this show and go away. You will be miserable. You will never understand what I'm talking about. You will never understand why we talk money so much. You will never understand why I'm so pissed off about it. If we can't come to a reasonable foundational belief that college football is now a professional sport, then you have no reason to listen to me whatsoever. I think if you can understand that's where I'm coming from, most things that I start off with start with that foundation. That's why I kind of rolled my eyes with what Kevin was saying a little bit, and that's why Nathan, as a 21-year-old person, was probably rolling his eyes with what Kevin was saying, because that college football is long gone. It's dead, decayed, rotting, mummified, all that stuff. What college football is now is the understanding that the Pittsburgh Steelers are trying to win the Super Bowl. That's a professional business. Penn State and Ohio State and Alabama are trying to win a national title. That is a professional business. In my mind, we can we can justify students and all this. In my mind, there literally is no difference right now between Penn State football and the Pittsburgh Steelers with regards to being a professional sports organization.
That may be the reality, but the emotional bond that people have to the university is the hook. You have the blue band, you have the Penn State, you know, introduction to get the fans all riled up. You don't have that really in professional sports. So there is still a, I'd almost call it the denial or willful ignorance that college football is a professional sport. People who have an emotional bond, you can tell them this is reality. They don't want to hear it. It may be the reality. They're, you know, their quarterback may be being paid $3 million and have an insurance policy and all the trappings of professional football, but that's not what it means to them. And you can say, well, if you're not going to listen to me and recognize that college football is a professional sport, you're not getting, with all understand it, but I don't think you're getting the true college football fan's perspective of the trappings of college and university and success with honor and, you know, dotting the I in Ohio State and all those other kind of things that make it more than just a sport. For people, it's an emotional attachment.
All right, now I'm going to try to bridge your discussion with the previous discussion. Dave, that's a great call. Everybody keep listening in. This is Terry Smith today.
I've been reached out to basically every person I've ever known in my entire life. people are super proud of me, and you know, it's very humbling for me.
Terry Smith starts to cry right here.
I apologize. It's just humbling. Sit.
He's wiping his eyes and the tears.
There's so many people in my life that speak life into me. And they all reach out.
All right, I'm going to stop there. Tremendous video, real human emotion there, the kind of human emotion we never got from the previous robot coach. Who was afraid to let his guard down ever. That's real human emotion, the kind of stuff that Dave was talking about. People want Terry Smith, Nathan, to be the next Penn State coach because of this stuff. Because Terry Smith embodies the Pennsylvania State University and college football the way we nostalgically remember it. And what Dave is talking about, the fans' connection, the perspective, and all of that. And Terry Smith, that's a tremendously emotional scene. I love to see it. I've been in the media most of my adult life. You just want real answers and real honesty from people. I named the feature that we do in the Mirror every week. I named it Coach Speak because when I took that over and James Franklin was doing it, we started calling it Coach Speak because that's all James Franklin ever did was Coach Speak. He's giving you the PR version, the protected version, to not allow too much emotion or humanity into it. Terry Smith starts crying for 15 seconds. So Dave's call, he talked about the fan perspective and the ties to the community and all that stuff. And there are people out there that want Terry Smith to be the next head coach. Okay. While I admire the hell out of that, college football is a professional sport. You don't make decisions based on who the nicest person is. In all honesty, if you can go get a killer that will come in and kill it with your football program, who is a robot, that's where we are now. That's Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin is one of the biggest goofs in all of sports coaching. The guy does and says the goofiest crap. He's a killer. He's that's what he's trying to do. So if you follow what I'm saying, there's a growing portion of people like, hey, let's just give it to Terry Smith. A lot of these other guys have fallen by the wayside. If you can't get a home run hire, give it to Terry Smith, right? Giving it to Terry Smith, while admirable, goes back to what I said Saturday about being too loyal and not realizing the fact that Ohio State would never give their job to a Terry Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama would never give their job to a Terry Smith. Texas would never give their job to a Terry Smith. If you're competing with those people for hundreds of millions of dollars, you cannot give the job to Terry Smith.
Yeah, I agree with you. You know, it's a great story. You know, he's obviously worked his entire life for this. This is the pinnacle probably of what he'll reach in success in football, is winning this game at Penn State. And it's a great story. But you can't make decisions out of emotion. You got to think it over, think rationally, and think, man, is this really the guy that we think could take us to a national championship? Could he be on the staff? Yeah. Is he going to be the one that hires the staff around him, recruits the hell out of the area, can touch these kids and transform them into NFL players? Do we really think he can do that? There's a slim possibility, but there's a better chance you go out there and you find that killer, mm-hmm. that guy who will go. You mentioned like a killer. A killer is the perfect example of what you need in a coach. You need a guy who you take emotion out of everything. Your goal is to, and it's the sad reality. Your goal is to win. That there's no emotion involved
you,
now. Your goal is to win.
You can't let. While the humanity is nice, you can't let the humanity get in the way.
Yes. Like, also, we do have breaking news as well. Jamar Chase, one-game suspension, just got announced.
Nothing for
Jalen Ramsey.
All right, great. All
Chase
right.
did get the one-game suspension.
Guy and Chuck, we'll get to you in a second.
Dale Earnhardt Jr. is on. He's going Cup Series racing for the very first time with his Junior Motorsports, and I don't think it's sunk in just yet.
When the car's pushed out for qualifying, I'll be there. When it's going out for practice, I'll be there when they unload it. On Wednesday at the racetrack, I want to go through tech. I want to see everything. So I don't know what's realistic, but because there'll be some other obligations, but I'm approaching this like it's a one and only opportunity, a dream come true. And I told Kelly, I said, I want you there for all of it as well, because we're going to do this. We've done this together from the start. And we're, you know, this is a very, you know, this was something that we really waited for the right moment, and Chris and his brand and Traveler and their excitement around it feels nice and genuine. And so they're experiencing it for the first time as well. So yeah, we're all like, yeah, we're all kind of going through that.
There's a lot of synergy in that way, I think, you know.
Exactly. So it's really cool. It's hard to put it into words right now, but I think to Justin's point, I told him, I said, I think standing on, if we're fortunate enough for everything to go well and we can be there on the grid for the 500, that pre-race moment is going to be very emotional and really, really cool. So, you know, once it's on the grid, it's out of my hands, but getting it there is going to be a lot of fun.
You're on the final lap.
With Progressive, it's easy to reach customer service with our app, website, chat, or by phone. Because when getting help is hard, it's not help at all.
A little help. A little help over here.
Thank you for calling Bench Press Assistance.
What?
Due to excessive gym volume, all available spotters are currently lifting heavy weights off the chests of other bench pressers.
Seriously?
Please continue to hold, and we will remove the barbell from your chest in the order in which your cry for help was received.
Getting assistance should be easy. With Progressive, it is. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Find what you love. Love what you find. A Total Wine and More. There's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer. Thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. With guides in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grand View Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grand View Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grand View Meats.
All right, now we got a bunch of people calling in. Guy's been on hold for a while. Talk Mason Rudolph. Go ahead, Guy.
Well, after the last, I'm going to give you guys props. This has been a tremendous show today.
Isn't it crazy? We got Nathan and I were talking about this. We got 20 things to talk about today.
Wild.
You know, because I was going to talk about Mason, but then being an older guy and being a Penn State fan from the 70s, I understood everything that everybody has said. And the thing with Terry Smith, could he do the job? Perhaps. But if you're in today's society with football, are you going to, I'll just say you, Corey, if you got Terry Smith coming in throwing Penn State at you as the head coach, or you do have a Lane Kiffin or Ohio State or Alabama coming in, who's the guy going to listen to?
You make a great point, because here's the thing. Can Terry Smith do the job? I think he probably could. Is he a big enough name or success story to take that much of a chance? No. You can't do it.
And that's the sad part, because he could be as qualified as anybody in the country to lead that program, and he's never going to get a shot.
Yeah.
Here's my counterpoint, though. I'm going to say this real quick. Sharon Moore at Michigan, he has been landing the big recruits. It hasn't worked out yet. But he has recruited very, very well. He flips the number one quarterback up there in Bryce Underwood.
Right.
So I don't listen, they got a lot of money
but
to play
with. But
they
won a national title, and they'd already reached the pinnacle.
Mm-hmm.
And Penn State, it is a very interesting. Guy, I'm going to give you 30 more seconds, and I'm going to take one more call. Anything else you wanted to add, buddy?
Well, the thing with Mason Rudolph, it's amazing how Tomlin is. And this is, as a non-Steeler fan, I look at it maybe more objectively. He come out and said, I'll go the season with Mason Rudolph. I got no problem with it. The next thing you know, well, I don't want Mason Rudolph in there.
Yeah.
Tomlin has never had to develop a quarterback because he walked in to what you called the most talented Steeler quarterback ever. And he can't win now because he doesn't have to develop.
He's a defensive guy, doesn't have any idea. Guy, that's a great call. Appreciate you waiting online so long. Chuck, what do you got, buddy?
Hey, man, those old days of, you know, a stand-up guy running a stand-up program that may or may not get into the national championship, and we're just glad because we have honor, football with honor. Man, those days are so done, Corey, it's not even funny. If Penn State's going to fund all of their athletics off of their football program, that football program has to be one of the top 15, maybe 20 programs in the country every year to sniff that college football playoff system, and with the wild west of free agency with these guys coming and going and NIL money, you're 100% right. You've got to have an absolute assassin. There's no more football with honor. There's not going to be anything with honor now, because if you are outside of that college football playoff system, you're screwed when it comes to recruiting.
You remember how many stories and how much we talked for years, Chuck? What will the succession plan be for Joe? What will they do after Joe? What will they do? What will they do? What will they do? What will they do? This went on. This predates me. This went on for 20 years. And then out of nowhere, in 15 days, they fire a guy and they commit $50 million. Now, they're not going to have to pay it. But they fire a guy in the middle of a season that they owe $50 million to. Could you imagine the difference? We're talking about two completely different universes there.
We are, and I don't even comprehend it anymore. And frankly, I lost my – you know, college athletics, especially college sports, College basketball hasn't fallen to this. College football was one of the places you could go and still find dignity and honor. It's worse than the NFL right now. It truly is. And I'm the old guy, man. Get that dog off my lawn.
Get off my lawn!
This is J.M. Boswell. Visit me before hunting, fishing, tailgating, and I will make your visit easy and fast. Don't slow up the tailgate party or the hunting trip with your friends without a great cigar pack from J.M. Boswell's Pipes, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22, Alexandria, PA. Open 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 4 on Saturday, and always open online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ABC Wednesday, it's the CMA Awards Live.
That's what I'm talking about.
With performances by Lainey Wilson, Kelsey Ballerini, Zach Tuck, Riley Green, Ella Langley, Kenny Chesney, Megan Maroney, Brandi Carlile, and the hottest collabs, Miranda Lambert and Chris Stapleton, Shaboozy and Stephen Wilson Jr., Big X the Plug featuring Luke Combs. It's country music's biggest night.
Woo! Hosted by your girl, Lainey Wilson.
The CMA Awards Live, Wednesday, 8, 7 Central on ABC, and next day on Hulu.
Oh no, stomach issues again?
Stomach issues?
Who are you?
Your pancreas. I could be the real reason for your diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools.
I thought it was my stomach.
People often do, but any of these symptoms could mean having a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and speak with your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Get a great deal on select Kubota construction equipment featuring durable Kubota engines. More comfort, more productivity, more get it done right. Right now, write it off a lot and write it off your taxes for zero down, 0% APR for up to 36 months or save up to $4,500. Now through December 31st. Subject to credit approval. Consult your tax advisor. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full details.
Write it off your taxes at McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36 in Roaring Spring.
All right, I want to thank our presenting sponsor, J.M. Boswell, Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. Open select hours during the week and always open online at J.M. Boswell Pipes. And remember, there's nothing like a J.M. Boswell pipe or cigar.
J.K., I can't get to you. We only have 45 seconds. You say you want to talk tennis. That's awesome. Let's do that tomorrow. I want to thank Kevin. Kevin, if you're still listening, we had something pretty darn remarkable happen today. We had a nice show going. We're talking about some interesting things, spitting on people. I went in my rant about the girl getting expelled from school. And then Kevin called in with one of the worst calls I've heard. Like Pollyanna. And I'm listening and I'm like, I got to get this guy off the phone. And then the last minute of Kevin's call was absolutely glorious. And a tremendous jumping off point for discussion. And then we ended up having like 6 people call in the last 15 minutes off of that discussion. And so it's amazing how we never quite know exactly what's going to happen here. And I completely gave up on Kevin's call. I'm so glad I didn't, because I thought this was one of the better shows we've had in months.
Yeah. Every day we get better. Every day is a better show. That's what we try to do.
1% better.
1% better. Kevin, you made us 10% better today, buddy. Appreciate it.
FM, WKMC, Roaring Spring, Altoona. Hank is WKMC, 1370 AM, 96.1 FM. Roaring Spring, Altoona. A service of Leitner Communications.
To work her that some